just want to take a moment to tell you all about Elon Musk.
Elon Musk has a theory that we're all just characters in some advanced civilization's video game.
You've heard of Elon Musk.
Do you trust Elon Musk?
Unlike Elon Musk, I have a human side.
Elon Musk?
In a world where technological breakthroughs blur the line between man and machine, where billionaires wield godlike power, and where symbols of darkness creep into the mainstream, one question must be asked. Is Elon Musk just a brilliant entrepreneur, or is there something much darker at play? Many hail Musk as the ultimate innovator, a modern-day genius who wants to save humanity from itself. But what if the story is much more sinister? What if his ventures, his symbols, and his own words reveal a disturbing pattern? One that points not toward salvation, but toward the rise of a new kind of power. One that directly challenges God himself. Let's talk about the Halloween costume that shook the internet. The Bible warns us that Satan masquerades as an angel of light, 2 Corinthians 11:14. Throughout history, powerful figures have subtly and not so subtly aligned themselves with occult symbols, whether through art, architecture, or personal expression. And Elon Musk, he's no exception. On Halloween 2022, Elon Musk stepped out in a costume called the Devil's Champion. This wasn't just a random Halloween outfit. This was deliberate imagery. The armor-like outfit, priced at a shocking $7,500, prominently featured a Baphomet emblem and an inverted cross, both of which have deep occult and satanic significance. The inverted cross, in particular, has long been used in anti-Christian movements, a direct mockery of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. This begs the question, why would the world's most powerful tech mogul openly wear something that represents a rebellion against God? Was this just edgy billionaire theatrics, or was it a signal, a public display of allegiance to something much darker? Some might say, it's just a costume, don't read into it. But we believe in patterns, and when you connect the dots, the picture becomes very clear. Now let's talk about Neuralink. Of all of Musk's ventures, none are more alarming than Neuralink, his brain chip company. While the media hypes it up as a tool for helping the disabled and improving cognition, Musk himself has admitted that this technology will allow humans to do things they were never meant to do.
From a long-term existential standpoint, that's like the purpose of Neuralink, is to create a high bandwidth interface to the brain such that we can be symbiotic with AI. That could be a good outcome. That could be quite a positive outcome for the future.
So instead of replacing us, it will radically change our capabilities.
Yes. It will enable anyone who wants to have superhuman cognition.
Think about that. We were created in God's image with natural human limitations. But now, Musk is pushing a world where people will be able to download knowledge instantly, like Neo in the Matrix, bypassing years of effort. Speak every language without studying a single word. Control technology and even other people's minds using brain-to-brain interfaces. Increase intelligence beyond natural human levels. Gain superhuman memory, reflexes, and processing power. This technology would eliminate the need for human learning, for struggle, for growth. And if we don't need to learn or grow, if we can achieve godlike abilities at the push of a button, where does that leave God? This is the ultimate deception. Satan's original lie in the Garden of Eden was that man could become like God, Genesis 3:5. And now, with Musk's Neuralink, that temptation is more real than ever before. Even Musk himself has openly stated that AI is summoning the demon.
I mean, with artificial intelligence, we are summoning the demon. You know all those stories where there's the guy with the pentagram and the holy water, and he's like, yeah, you sure you can control the demon? Then we're God.
Sir, the Pentagon has proposed that we use our AI to scan the entire infrastructure, search and destroy for any hint of the virus.
In which we put everything from satellites to missile silos under the control of a single computer system.
Artificial intelligence.
The first real artificial intelligence.
It's a breakthrough in artificial intelligence.
Artificial intelligence is an unnatural abomination and a threat to humanity.
world's first proper full artificial intelligence.
Let's go even deeper. Musk has also pioneered artificial intelligence development, despite repeatedly warning that artificial intelligence is dangerous and uncontrollable. The Bible tells us in Revelation 13 that the Antichrist's beast system will control all buying and selling, requiring worship through a system that sounds eerily like AI-powered global surveillance. If Neuralink connects our brains to the internet and AI controls that internet, what happens when an Antichrist figure takes control of the system? Would we even be human anymore? We've laid the foundation, the symbols, the technology, the eerie connections. We've seen the push toward transhumanism, AI control, and the rewriting of what it means to be human. But now, we have to step back and ask, is Elon Musk really the mastermind behind all this? Or is he just another key player being positioned for something much bigger than himself? From broke immigrant to the most powerful man in tech, coincidence or design? The official story paints Musk as the ultimate rags-to-riches genius, a South African immigrant who came to North America with nothing, worked odd jobs, and somehow turned himself into the wealthiest, most powerful man on Earth. But when we dig deeper, the story starts to sound a lot less organic. He didn't just hustle his way to the top. His early companies like Zip2 and PayPal were positioned for success and bought out for millions. Tesla wasn't his invention. He joined after it was founded, then took control and became the face of the brand. SpaceX, Neuralink, all received massive government contracts, subsidies, and backing from the world's wealthiest investors. Why was Musk given every resource imaginable? Why did he succeed where others failed? Who was really behind him? Now, let's talk about his mother, Mae Musk. The media paints her as a quirky, glamorous model, but her family history reveals a far more interesting detail. Her father, Joshua Haldeman, was the head of Canada's technocracy movement. What did the technocrats believe? That governments should be replaced by scientists, engineers, and technology leaders. And who is currently in the best position to do exactly that? Elon Musk, through AI, robotics, self-driving cars, space colonization, and Neuralink. Musk isn't just building companies, he's shaping the infrastructure for a world where machines rule and traditional governments fade away. This is the exact vision that the technocracy movement had all along. Musk is an enigma. On one hand, he challenges the establishment, calling out government corruption, media lies, and globalist control. On the other hand, his projects could easily become the foundation of the very dystopian system he claims to fight against. He fights for free speech on Twitter, but what happens when AI starts controlling all speech? He warns about AI's dangers, but he's also the one making sure AI becomes too powerful to stop. He warns about government overreach, but he's developing a brain chip that could one day allow total thought surveillance. Is he a hero trying to prevent AI's takeover, or is he making sure it happens on his terms? And here's the most interesting part, his views on Jesus. When asked if he would accept Christ, Musk didn't mock Christianity. He didn't outright reject it. Instead, he said, "If Jesus is saving people, I won't stand in his way. Sure, I'll be saved. Why not?"
I agree with the principles that Jesus advocated. There's great wisdom in the teachings of Jesus, and I agree with those teachings. And things like turn the other cheek are very important, because as opposed to an eye for an eye, an eye for an eye leaves everyone blind. So forgiveness, you know, is important, and treating people as you would wish to be treated, love thy neighbor as thyself, very important. If Jesus is saving people, I mean, I wouldn't stand in his way, you know, like, I'll be sure, I'll be saved, why not?
Now, here's where everything ties together. The Bible warns us in Revelation 13 that a system will rise where the Antichrist controls the world's economy, speech, and movement through a mark. For centuries, people wondered what that might be. But now, we have a possible answer. Neuralink could be the key to thought control. Artificial intelligence could be the system that governs all transactions, speech, and information. A global surveillance network could enforce total compliance. And who is currently leading all these technologies? Elon Musk. Now, does this mean Musk himself is the Antichrist? No. But could he be unknowingly laying the foundation for the system that Revelation warns about? Absolutely. And here's the real danger. He doesn't even have to be evil for this to happen. He may genuinely believe he's helping humanity. He may truly think that artificial intelligence, brain chips, and automation are the future. But what he doesn't realize, or maybe does, is that the very technology he's building will one day fall into the hands of the true end times ruler. This is exactly how the deception works. Not by brute force, but by getting people to willingly embrace the system that will eventually enslave them. But the real question is, what do you think about Elon? Please comment below and share your opinion with the world. I want to thank you all for watching, and until next time, God bless you all.